What's going on in North Korea? The polar vortex has people looking forward to spring break, and gratitude makes for great expectations. We'll explain this and a lot more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Last week, a rumor surfaced about the brutality of the execution of North Korea's number two man. It was picked up by dozens of media outlets despite credibility questions. Todd Nuttleton is a spokesman with the Voice of the Martyrs USA. He says the confusion reveals something else about the reclusive country.
Just the fact that we think it might be true says how terrible things are in North Korea.
For the 12th year in a row, North Korea tops Open Doors World Watch list, a ranking of the top 50 countries where persecution of Christians is most severe. Because Christians refuse to worship Kim Jong-un as a deity.
It's treason. It undermines the very legitimacy of the North Korean government. That's why Christians are persecuted so severely.
But there are still people coming to Christ. They need you. We've got ideas for how you can help at our website.
Pray for the protection and safety of our Christian brothers and sisters. Pray for opportunities to witness. And then I think it's fair to pray for a government that respects its own people and values their safety and their health.
Next, another church has caved to the pressure from Iranian government officials. Moabit News reports the pastor of a church in Tehran told Farsi-speaking church attenders, who are the majority, they're no longer welcomed in the church. Some of them have been attending for 20 years. Why is it happening? Some believe it's because of the large number of Iranians turning to Christ. This church is just another in the Iranian government's crosshairs. Pray God will strengthen Christians' resolve despite the closure. This is Mission Network News. In Africa, misfortune is usually blamed on someone else's actions. Every Child Ministries reports the why questions that immediately follow are almost always an issue of spiritual warfare. They're answering that, Sally, with one of their own. ECM's Lorella Rouster says they've released a prayer guide because
there are some problem areas in the places we serve where we just need special prayer. We need special attention.
Specifically in four problem areas.
When children are trafficked. Another would be children being falsely accused of witchcraft. And then sometimes children are sacrificed. And then ritual servitude.
The prayer guide explains in some detail the thinking behind these responses.
The goal is to significantly increase the prayer warriors who are praying down the enemy strongholds in the lives of these children.
Meanwhile, the U.S. polar vortex has many people looking forward to spring break and sunny beaches. Judy Vander Ark of Moses Incorporated says it's a great time to serve God. In April, they'll be taking a short-term mission team to McLean, Mississippi.
We'll be helping to build steps and ramps for people with infirmities. We clean up some yards and properties, and we paint and do small repairs and things like that.
Moses is a peer ministry that equips young people for missions.
Relationships is integral to the whole program. We don't serve in a vacuum. We serve alongside of our peers, and we encourage one another.
While their focus is on equipping the next generation, Vander Ark says Moses trips are for families too.
We waive our age requirement, which is normally 14 or 9th grade, if a parent or both parents are on the trip.
You can sign up for the Moses Spring Break trip at our website. And Vision Beyond Borders is thanking God for a great year. Because of your prayers and support, they were able to purchase 750,000 packs of vegetable seed, sent humanitarian aid to Egypt, distributed over 14,000 pounds of clothing, sent a container filled with relief supplies to Burma and Syrian refugees, and most importantly, shared the gospel with those they helped. VBB is expecting a great 2014. Pray, give, and you can even go too. Find links at our new website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russian Ministries wants to help you pray for the countries of Eurasia, including Russia, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, and others. When you support Russian Ministries Olympic Bible Outreach, they'll send you the colorful 2014 Eurasia Prayer Guide. $10 provides 20 Gospels of John for those searching at the Olympics in Russia. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.